This is Masayoshi Suga from UN News. UN staff and other humanitarians know how important it is to keep operations going in the crucial Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, despite the intensifying battle to recapture it that's now underway, headed by Saudi-led coalition forces. That's according to the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Lise Grande, who told UN News on Thursday that dozens of UN staff remain and are determined to serve those in need. She said the worst-case scenario would be a prolonged siege as Houthi rebel forces defend the city from Yemeni government forces and their allies that would then spark a fresh outbreak of deadly cholera. Reem Abuza spoke to Ms. Grande, who is in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.
For the past 2 days since the military assault began, there has been heavy naval shelling and heavy bombardment. Also, there have been ground clashes, mostly in the southern part of Hodeidah and toward the airport. Today, ground fighting intensified along the coastal areas. Inside of the city of Hodeidah, there are foot patrols and a number of checkpoints. We're very concerned that in the days ahead, unless there is a cessation of hostility, that the fighting could spread into the densely populated areas of the city. The United Nations and humanitarian partners are on the ground. The UN has dozens of staff who are in Hodeidah. We're delivering food and water and emergency kits. Already, hundreds of families have been displaced, and already we are providing life-saving assistance to them.
In a press statement, you mentioned that even when Hodeidah was under the shelling, the UN chartered vessel was offloading the aid. What do you hear from humanitarians when you talk to them on the ground in Hodeidah?
We know how important it is to keep our operations going. Humanitarians are committed to staying in areas where people need us, staying and delivering. That's the motto that we use. And to be frank, that is what we are doing in Hodeidah. Yesterday, on the first day of the military assault, a vessel that had been chartered by the World Food Program was docked at the port. And food, 5,000 metric tons of food, was being offloaded. The World Food Program has two additional vessels that are outside of the port that will be coming in. You know, the work that is being done by humanitarians on the ground, really, Reem, it's heroic. We all salute what these staff are doing. They're working under extremely difficult conditions, but what we are doing is so important to ensure that people get the aid that they need.
The UN has been appealing for everyone to avoid this escalation in Hodeidah. How is this impacting Hodeidah and the rest of Yemen?
You know, Hodeidah is singularly important for Yemen. It's the lifeline for the country. 90% of all of the basic commodities that people in northern Yemen require in order to survive come through that port. For the UN and for humanitarian partners, 70% of everything we bring into the whole country comes through that port. If that port closes down, even for just a few days, the impact is immediate and it's serious. This is why the UN and humanitarian partners have been saying, don't assault the city. And please, please do not close down that port. That port is the lifeline for the country.
So what would happen if there was no cessation of hostilities?
You know, the UN and our partners have been planning for a worst-case scenario. You know, humanitarians are obliged to do that. We work on the basis of the most likely scenario, but we plan on the basis of a worst case scenario. A worst case scenario would look like something, you know, it would be a siege of Hodeidah for weeks, months on end, a port that would be closed, no assistance coming in. I think what we fear in a scenario like that is that there could be a cholera epidemic, an outbreak, like we saw last year. You know, the worst cholera outbreak in modern history happened last year in Yemen. One of the epicenters for that outbreak was Hodeidah. If the city is under siege for weeks or for months, if there isn't fresh water in the city, we're going to see another outbreak, and that's where the death toll will come from. That's what we're worried about. That's what a worst case would be.
And are you ready for something, for the worst case scenario? What are your plans for something like this?
Humanitarians have been planning for a possible assault for weeks now. We have a contingency plan in place, and we've been pre-positioning stocks. There's 63,000 metric tons of food that's been pre-positioned in 10 humanitarian service points, three of which are in the city and seven of which are on the outskirts of Hodeidah. In those humanitarian service points, we have pre-positioned emergency kits. Surgical teams have been deployed. Medicines have been pre-positioned. Supplies to prevent cholera have been pre-positioned. We've done everything we can in the weeks leading up to this assault to try and stop it, but to be prepared and pre-position supplies in case it went forward.